Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And the mission of Divine Goddess Radio is to empower, educate, and enlighten.
And yes, folks, we are off until September. There are people who are requesting that we get back on the air to do our one question reading, but that will not start up until September. We are busy with opening our new baby, the Divine Goddess Healing Center in Spring Lake Park. If you're wanting to set up a session with Marie, a psychic session with her for a reading, call her at 651-303-0555. If you're wanting a soul reading with Beth, give me a call at 651-900-4136. If you're wanting both of us, please just give us an email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Also, you can go in and set up your sessions through our website at www.divinegoddessradio.com. And we have a new Facebook page besides our Divine Goddess Radio. We'd love if you went and liked our Divine Goddess Healing Center, the Divine Goddess Healing Center page. So welcome, everybody. It's been a long break.
Welcome. So we have a little bit of a different show today. We are, if you're local to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area or to Minnesota, there is a symposium that is happening September 10th. It's called the 2016 Fall Equinox Symposium, and it's a gathering of psychic and healers along with a little touch of the paranormal. And with us today, we have the organizer of that, Andrea Eight. So welcome, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi. We're good.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, Andrea, what does a little bit of paranormal, what does that mean, a little bit?
It's really kind of awesome. It's a very unique event, and the paranormal piece of it comes in with, mostly it comes in with Adrian Lee's lecture, he's a real well-known author in Minnesota and ghost hunter himself, and so he's coming in to do a lecture on haunted and mysterious Minnesota. We're going to have a crystal ball gallery where someone will be reading, Eric Moen will be reading his crystal ball. And then we also got Chandra Parkinson, who's part of the Lake Harriet community. She's going to be doing a medium gallery. And so the paranormal part of it is the, you know, the ghosty parts and the mediums and going into that other side and of awakening it.
Oh, cool. Sounds fascinating.
Nice. So how did you come up with this idea? Because you are the one who put this together, correct?
Yes, I put it together. It just kind of fell out of the air at me. I called looking for class space and ended up, she told me how big the front room was, and I said, can I have an expo? And she said yes, and I just went on my way. So...
Wow.
You know, and
nice.
just so everybody knows, Andrea is she's a phenomenal palm reader, correct?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I wanted to make sure, because I'm going, I can't remember if you did tarot. I've been read by her before, but it's been maybe 2 years ago, I think it was, when I met you, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was 2 years ago.
And she's right on, folks, right on. So highly recommend her. But you have to come to the symposium in Minnesota.
Yep, so you want to let everybody know where it is, the date, the time, admission, all of that good stuff, and where they can find information?
Yes, it's at the Dance Life Ballroom, and the address is 6015 Lindale Avenue, south of Minneapolis. The website where all the information is available is ghostlady.net, and tickets are available. There's a $5 admission. Anybody under the age 18 gets in for free, $5 admission, and tickets for the galleries that were mentioned earlier and for the general admission, all that can be pre-bought ahead of the show on TicketBud.com.
Okay. And if someone comes to the symposium, what can they expect?
Well, we've got some really interesting things to offer. We've got many different types of readings, psychic the psychic readings, palm reading, tarot reading. This one's really cool, bone casting, which you'd never hear of.
What?
I've seen him do it. He lays down a mat, and he throws out the bones, and then he reads them. And then we've got a phenomenal numerology guy coming in. His name is Wes Hamilton, and he's very well known in the cities and very, very good with numerology. I also have some very gifted shamanic healers coming. I have a very, very gifted woman who healed herself of a brain tumor, and her name is Sue Babbitt, and she does angel paintings, guardian angel paintings, and then she gives you a reading with the painting, and she is just phenomenal. We also have fairy readings. We have fairy houses. We're going to have lots of rocks and stones, crystals, jewelry. There's one gal that's going to be doing a crystal casting where she uses crystals and casts it out, and then she encompasses that with Reiki and does Reiki healings with that. There is also two free galleries offered. There's a Reiki demonstration at noon that's free to the public, and she's just going to explain a couple different ways that, you know, the Reiki works and how to feel the energy and go into detail with that. And then also this wonderful shaman woman, her name is Mary Rivard. She is doing a talk on your granny, your great granny has your back, ancestors as guardian angels. And
wow.
It's a focus of it'll touch on her process of connection with the dearly and not so dearly departed, and why it's important to heal the lineage and how others can connect to their lineage and connect to their ancestors. So she is a very, very interesting woman, and I'm very excited. That's a free talk also. And then by 1:30, we have Adrian Lee with the Haunted and Mysterious Minnesota lecture, and that's always a lot of fun. And he's going to be there doing tarot readings, and he'll have probably parts of his ghost team there with him also. Eric Moen is very well known with his crystal ball readings, as Beth knows. And so she's going to be doing a gallery from 3 to 4, which is going to be really neat. And then at 4:30, we've got Shonda Parkinson, and she's really become pretty well known in the Twin Cities area for medium work. So I'm pretty excited for that, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Spectacular. This is also an event, everybody, that Marie and I will also be at, you know, bringing our healing center there, crystal stones and everything else, and also doing psychic readings. So,
yep,
looking
right.
forward
some
to it. Looking
stuff
forward
out there
to
about
it.
Divine Goddess?
So, we're really looking forward to it.
It's
going to be such a good time. I'm so excited. We've got some really gifted people coming. I'm very excited to be able to host this and put this on. And the place that it's at, it's right across from Bachman's on Lindale Avenue. And it's got greenhouse front end. And it is just the most beautiful building. Hardwood floors and mirrors and the pretty lights above you. And it's just enchanted. So I'm very excited to be able to use that space also for that, too. Tickets to get in, like I said, are $5. And then the first two galleries that we had brought up, the ancestors and the one on Reiki, those two are free. The other ones have tickets available on TicketBud. It's $15 in advance if you go through TicketBud. Otherwise, they're $20 at the door, which is really reasonable. So we were hoping that more people would be able to do a couple of events if they would like.
Andrea, can you, in case somebody doesn't know, can you explain what a gallery is?
A gallery is where they generally, it's either set together in a room where you're around a table, or you could be, where you'll have chairs on each side of the room and the person can come down and walk through there. It's done several different ways, but really what it is a group of people getting together, and the medium or the person that's basically the medium in this case, Eric's kind of a medium too with the crystal ball work, people are able to ask questions, and then there is the Eric Moen or Shonda Parkinson would be able to work with that and answer the questions.
So it's usually like someone who's passed over will come in, and then they can, you know, maybe try to connect with someone, or someone might just come in with a message for someone in the room.
Right.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. And so that's kind of where both of them are very close to each other, the Crystal Ball Gallery and the Medium Gallery, because it's kind of a little bit of the same, but, you know, to see a crystal ball gallery is going to be so much fun because it's so unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And Shonda is so gifted, so I'm very excited to see both of them.
Yeah, that's usually, you know, you'll just have a, you know, most events will just have a medium gallery, but having the crystal ball, I think, is like you said, unique. So it should be really cool.
Yes, very unique. Yeah. So...
So, Andrew, you want to tell a little bit, how did you start doing palm readings? How long have you been doing it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to date myself now. I literally picked up a book. I was about 17 years old, and I picked up a book, and I read 3 pages on palmistry. I went to school, and the kids lined up in a row, and they found out what I was doing, and I started reading them, and I was spot on from the get-go. And so I've been doing it professionally now for about 15 years, and then about 10 years before that is really when I started it. So, and the expo is in honor of Pamela Von Roy. She passed away from complications of cancer in June, but she was kind of like my teacher in a way. She's the one that got me into professionally reading. So the expo's in honor of her. So, because we started out together and we did a lot of really big events. We've done, you know, the opening for the opera, La Traviata, and I've done events for the Chamber of Commerce, the Twin West Chamber of Commerce. I've been fortunate to do a lot of really big events, and I'm always out at Screamtown each year now. I've been there for about 5 years. And so I read out there around at Halloween and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then, and then I read privately. I kind of meet people at, you know, coffee shops, you know, or spots where they're good for me. Otherwise, you know, it's one of the shows that I'm at. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Excellent.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so, gosh, everyone, it sounds like a fabulous, fabulous event. So remember, you can go to ghostlady.net, correct?
Yes, ghostlady.net.
Okay, and that has the full schedule.
Go ahead.
That has
Hello?
The schedule, correct?
Hello.
Okay.
I have a question, Andrea. The guy that is going to be speaking, he says... he's well known in Minnesota, correct?
He's really well known. He's part
of is he the one that developed that machine that you could hear people talking?
I don't believe so, no.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of another
but
person.
Eric Moen that does the Crystal Ball Gallery, he's actually invented paranormal equipment that's been on TV and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to be a paranormal ghost hunter, and now he's gotten to the point where, you know, he knows they exist, and he'd rather work with the messages coming through versus the proof of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've had Eric on as a guest on our show, so if he kind of talked about the paranormal and the dangers of paranormal. So if anybody's listening, you can always go back in the archives and check out that show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you need to make sure that you have everybody who needs to hear whatever needs to be heard? Have you said everything?
I think I've got everything wrapped up here as far as what we've got going on.
Excellent.
Is there anything else you're wanting us to talk about?
I know that the hours on the event are 10 to 5, and
okay,
it's a Saturday, September 10th, and maybe we should give out, should we give out the address again, or are we okay with
yeah,
correct, having the,
go ahead.
Yeah,
nope, go ahead.
The address is 6015 Glendale Avenue South in Minneapolis, 55415. It's on the corner of, it's on the north side, on the corner of Highway 62 and Lindale, and it's on the north side of Lindale, right across from Bachman's Home Store, Bachman's Floral.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So
yes, and also
so
the state fair will be done, so people will need a place to go that Saturday.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's great, and I look forward to it. I'm so excited for this event.
Yes, I am too, and you guys are going to be there and doing your thing, and it's always
yeah,
great having you guys around.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yep,
you. Well, I think,
so, you know,
I think that's all. Yep, go ahead.
I just, it's so nice to be able to have such a connection with so many people in the Twin Cities. There's so many gifted people in the Twin Cities as kind of like a metaphysical hub. And just
yeah,
to be able to, you know, network and connect with people and know people and, you know, either teach or learn or whatever's needed. But it's just such a fabulous time right now to be learning stuff and new stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, for sure.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. The connections, I mean, these expos are wonderful even for us because we make such great connections. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, when the community can have a place to go and be together and really nourish each other, nothing better.
Yes. Yep, and really nourish each other and, you know, have some fun. And, yeah. So it's, that's what I've got.
Be there or be
wonderful,
square, people. Be there or be square.
Yep. And then we will be on next week again as a little reminder. So, you know, if you want anybody who may just want to listen to us live again, we'll be on next week at the same time, and we'll give out the details again. Otherwise,
okay,
Andrea, is there anything else you wanted to get out there?
Nope, I think that's all I got.
Awesome.
All right.
Well,
thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to do this, and we'll talk to you gals soon.
Okay,
okay, bye-bye.
Sounds good. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a fabulous day.
Goodbye.
We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.